Religion in the Home, March 21. Train up a child in the way he should go, and when he is old, he will not depart from it. The educational influences of the home life are a decided power for good or for ill. These influences are in many respects silent and gradual, but, if exerted on the side of right, they are full of preciousness. Christ came to this world to be our pattern, to show by precept and example the characters all must have who compose the family of God. He came to bless and save the human race, and to raise men and women to be sons and daughters of God. To this end he humbled himself, stepping from the highest to the lowliest position. In the councils of heaven it was decided that the mother of the Redeemer should be a pure, pious virgin, though poor as far as earthly riches were concerned. The despised village of Nazareth was chosen as his home. Joseph, his earthly father, was a carpenter, and he who had given direction that every youth in Israel should learn a trade, learned himself the trade of a carpenter. None need be ashamed of honest poverty. For 30 years Christ was subject to his parents, and by the labor of his hands he helped to sustain the family. Thus he would teach that labor is not a degradation, but an honor, and that it is every man's duty to engage in useful, honorable work. It is a solemn, serious work to care for those for whom Christ has died, to teach children not to lavish their affections upon the things of this world, not to waste time and labor on that which is worth less than nothing. In order to educate their children aright, mothers must be learners in the school of Christ. The Christian mother will spend much time in prayer, for in the home children are to be taught to be true to the government of God. With patience and forbearance they are to be trained. Scolding and passionate reproof will never work reforms. Fathers and mothers commit a grievous sin when they educate their children to give way to a temper by giving way to temper themselves and by training them according to wrong methods. Children are to be disciplined in a way that will enable them to take their place in the family of heaven. A true mother's heart of sympathy goes out for all with whom she comes in contact. With a determined effort she seeks to turn wayward souls to Christ. In his strength she is enabled to do much. And those who have no children have responsibilities to bear. In most cases they may receive to their homes children who are orphaned and homeless. These they may train for Christ's sake to practice those virtues so much needed in our world. The home life.